Okay. Our speaker, Ava, will now share her experience for 15 minutes on step 5, page 74 through 75. Thank you for allowing us to share, and it's all yours, Ava.
Okay, thanks. Hi, my name is Ava, and I'm definitely a chaos creator and adrenaline addict, controller fixer, the whole nine yards. And my first 12-step program was actually the food program, Overeaters Anonymous. I'm still an active member in 1982. And I also go to Recovering Couples Anonymous. And that came out of becoming aware that I was a codependent and my husband had an addiction. And I've also spent some time in some of the sexual addiction fellowships, also 12-step fellowships. And so just who I am. And so step 5, okay. It says here, I'll just make a very brief reference to page 71. So at the beginning of the fourth step, it does say, if you have already made a decision and an inventory of my grosser handicaps, you have made a good beginning. And indeed I have. That turns into a question in BBA. And I just love the grosser handicaps. That's, you know, that's, I just love that phrase. And so here I am, I've made I've looked at my handicaps. And first time I did the BBA was 2 years ago, and it was with the food program. And then last year, kind of spilling into this year, I did it with a focus on the chaos creating. Actually, Cindy and Brandy were involved in that workshop. And so it's like, in order to get to the fifth step, we've got to have finished the fourth. And in finishing the fourth with the workshops in BBA, we were doing, reading drafts and going to homework groups. And so it was being read and gone over. And each time I read one of my my sheets, I always got something more out of it and got a little deeper. And so by the time, and I felt this particularly the first time I did it, when they said, oh, now you have to read it all in a fifth step, my initial response was, are you kidding me? It's like, this has been gone over and over and over. Why do I have to read this again? It was like, there was nothing that hadn't been read. I think maybe I hadn't read my my sex ideal. Maybe, I think that was about it. Maybe I had read parts of the fear inventory grid, but pretty much it had been read. And so the first time through, I had a step partner. And we were supposed to read to each other. And when we got to the fifth step, even though she had done her fourth, she said, no, I'm not doing a fifth. She literally stopped after all those months and weeks of work. She said, no, I've done it. I've already done the fifth and I should be able to go on. It was like, and I didn't know what to do with that, you know? So I went to the guide and they said, okay, we'll take care of that, you know. And so she did whatever she did. But it was, and then so it made me a little like, whoa, what's going on here? You know, is that okay for me to, like, it made me question like what was going on. But I knew enough. I had learned so much in my fourth that I thought, okay, this is the best fourth I've ever done. And the deepest fourth step. It felt like some things had already disappeared from my life. Some of my my nagging behavior and other things had already started being lifted, even from having done the fourth step and work and, you know, all the sharing it with another person. And, you know, in the workshop, environment. So it was like, okay, if they're saying this is the way to do it, okay, I just had to shut up. I'd shut up for, you know, the first three steps, the fourth step, so why not? And so I was absolutely shocked. I had to get a new step partner in that first workshop. And in this one, the more recent one I've done, we were just told pretty early on to start looking around. I think as soon as we started the fourth step, they said, start looking around in the group and figure out in the group or not, you know, who you would be sharing it with. And it was very clear that, I'll start here. I'll just read a bit of what it says here. When we decide who is to hear our story, we waste no time. We have a written inventory and we are prepared for a long talk. And then did I explain to my partner what we are about to do and why we have to do it? And so I didn't I knew very clearly that from now on, when I do a fourth, you know, do a fifth step, it has to be someone who's not just sympathetic. In the previous page 74, it says, perhaps our doctor or psychologist, someone closed mouth, will be the person, maybe one of our own family. And continues, and of course, you know, can't tell anybody or give any fourth step to anybody who we could make miserable. Such parts of our story we tell to someone who will understand yet be unaffected. And I found the people who would most understand and yet be unaffected are people who have gone through the BBA steps, because they understand, and not only understand, but the way I think, at least how I do it, is I have, as soon as I start hearing somebody either workshopping or just reading me their fourth step, whether it's a formal fifth step or just workshopping it, I have, as soon as they say who it is and why, I pull up a fourth step that I have written down, a resentment, and I put it in front of me. And that way I have a filled out form that may be similar. If I've learned anything in BBA, it's that we all have the same inventory. It's just, you know, it's the beer wine thing. It's like, you know, fine. So I'm mad at my sister and somebody else is mad at their brother. Yeah. Is that really different? And it all comes down to those, you know, the same, we all have the same character defects, and it's amazing how many words there are for the same thing in some of them. But from there, so I sit down, and then what had been shared with me by my first workshop leader was a format to hear a fifth step. And I keep that guide with me, and it has me start. I read some other stuff, but it suggests that I say a prayer to make sure to invite God into the space so I can listen and share with the person who I'm receiving the fourth step from, words that would help, you know, help her get the freedom she wants, the connection with her higher power, to remove those blockages. So I have that printed. And if I do a fifth step, either receiving it or giving it, that takes more than one sitting, then I make sure I do that each time I sit down. So it's tempting. It was tempting for me. I thought, oh, I don't need to. I did that before. You know, it's like, no, I need to start it again. It's very much having to read the top of the page, you know, God, please help me see the truth. And we do that on the first side of our inventory page, a resentment page. And we do it on the second half of our inventory page. It's like, it's a really sobering reminder for me that I can't even remember from one page to the next page. I have to be reminded again, you know, and that has been so helpful. And then this whole thing about, you know, I have to explain. So here it is, page 75, second part is, we explain to our partner what we are about to do and why we have to do it. And I thought that was a very peculiar sentence. It's like they already know, they've been working with me, and why would I have to explain it? But I do. I have to explain it, and it only takes a sentence or two of why I'm here. A, I want recover. B, I want to get rid of those blockages. I want to get closer to my higher power because I've taken step 1, 2, and 3 to heart, and this is the only way to get past it. And of course, the other person, he should realize that we are engaged upon a life and death errand. And of course, that's what I get to share, is like, I have got to do this. And most people approached in this way will be glad to help. They will be honored by our confidence. And then the next sentence in the next paragraph is, we pocket our pride and go to it. Oh, so did I pocket my pride and go to it? Illuminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. And that's powerful. And it's just like, we pocket our pride and go to it. And then that's where they have us stop and just start reading our inventory. And so that is really help. It just stops. And the every dark cranny of the past is what kind of leads into the next sentence, which is, once I have taken this step, withholding nothing, we are delighted. And the withholding nothing is just so important. And I love the way in the BBA, at the beginning, they ask, is there any, take it to the grave statements that you want to share? And it isn't something I've necessarily written about. It's just something that has been gnawing at me, or I'm ashamed of, or it could be anything. And then the receiver reminds the giver of the fourth step in the fifth step process, the giver of the fifth step, that they'll be asking again. And so if they decide a little later on, that'll be good. So I already knew that that was the format. And the first time I figured, I think I'm just going to wait, but when it really came down to it, by sharing it the first time I was asked by the receiver, just that act, it wasn't part of a resentment. It was just something I was ashamed of. And it just, fine, move on. And nothing else came up during that first inventory. During the second inventory, there was something also. And I realized that, just do it. Do it at the beginning. do it as early as you can in the process, for me, was really helpful. I'm trying to open up the path. And whatever opens up the path to my higher power, whatever clears away that wreckage, very much the process, because it had been my inventories had been so well read over and over again, some of them 2, 3, 4 times. I think I may have had both the first time I did the BBA and the second time I had an extra resentment that came up within the 24 hours before I was scheduled to give it away. I don't know if that's common or not, but it was my experience both times. And so I didn't want to give it in a fifth step if it hadn't already been heard by somebody who knew me and could make sure I didn't leave out anything glaring. And so I got on the phone and both times was able to reach somebody to read it to somebody who had already been through the fourth step with our format, and then move on from there. So I felt it was complete. So certainly the receiver of my fifth step might add something, but at least I knew that it was clear. And by workshopping or reading to somebody who knows the BBA work, my fourth steps, then when I read them in my fifth step, I could just read. It's like, and then the whole package becomes an experience. And so the first time I did it all in one sitting, but this second go through with the chaos creating, I was reading along, blah, blah, blah. And she said, okay, I think that's enough for today. I can't remember the specifics of how it was brought up. We hadn't really talked about how long we would sit. And it was like, there was this shock of like, oh my God, I have to continue this tomorrow. And of course I knew enough to say, thank you very much. It was, you know, thanks. And it turned out to be such a great thing because I was starting to get tired and I didn't realize, you know, the exhaustion of it. And that perhaps more than an hour and a half is not a great thing for me. And since then I've been listening to some fifth steps and I'm gotten very sensitive as to how long I can really concentrate. And in that overnight between when I read the first half of the inventory and the second half, I think we got even a little bit more than first half. So it was a little shorter, the second reading. I was fresh. I was more present. And I didn't feel any time constraint. And what I had already shared and what she had shared in return had got a chance to kind of seep in and settle down. So I was really, really appreciative of that. And there is that perfect peace and ease. Boy, I just, you know, to be alone and perfect peace and ease. And of course, we're told right away to go ahead and do 6 and 7, which was I just can't believe that they're all bundled up together like that. And it was just so powerful. And I had all my, you know, my red circles and objectionables all over the place. So to sit down and to read it to somebody, all of those things are, you know, they're all kind of glow in the dark and things had already started changing. And that nearness, here it is, our fears fall from us. And did I begin to feel the nearness of my creator? Yeah, big time. And I already was feeling near, but each time I feel nearer. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but now we've begun to have a spiritual experience. And the feeling that the controlling, fixing, adrenaline, chaos creating problem has disappeared, or for me lifted, will often come strongly. And I was already feeling that each time I was doing a fourth step, just really powerfully. And then the fifth step, it's like the icing on the cake, you know, just that much deeper, that much more vibrant. And do I feel I am on the broad highway walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe? And yeah, it was a sweet feeling, you know, just, yeah. And then, And so the process of it has been amazing. And I had some surgery a little over a month ago. And so I wasn't able to do my regular exercises. And so I had finished my fifth step and had moved on and finished the workshop. Finished the workshop, I guess, in early May. And so I still have another week. And so I've been very available. Higher power has a sense of humor. He says, oh, we have some people who haven't finished in the workshop, haven't finished their fifth step. Guess what? You're the lucky one, you know? And so that's what I've been doing, is a lot of hearing fifth steps. And it's been really powerful, really powerful. And, you know, practice is real. Practicing is really good. And it's also nice because I'm sponsoring another lady in BBA who's on step 10 right now. And so it's been nice to have a contrast, to have something else. And another one who just started a few weeks ago. So she's just on the fourth assignment. And It's just been wonderful. I've started, taking people through both the chaos creating. Now that I'm finished, I'm on my step 12, and both in the chaos creating and for the food addiction. So it's balanced. It's balanced. And so I'm pleased. This is the most counterintuitive step. Like, I can really identify with that lady who just said, I don't need to do a fifth step. And yet it is so deep and so powerful that I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful for the grateful for the BBA way. It's been really good. I had been in 12-step programs almost 40 years when I found BBA. So I'm extremely grateful for the extra depth and breadth of these steps. And oof, step 5, yay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ava.